What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing. Thought I was going to burp, but I'm okay.
Happy Thursday. We have two positive news stories to lighten up your day. But positive news never expires. So whenever you're listening to this, we appreciate it. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
My first one comes out of Oklahoma. So I'm actually friends with this person on Facebook. I'm not exactly sure how I became friends with him. I know he used to own another restaurant that he doesn't own now. And I think I went there and I was like, oh, this is amazing. I'm going to follow him because he posts a lot of food. He's done positive things over the years, but this one I thought this was super amazing. I wanted to talk about it here. Fox News and I think it was KOCO4 actually shared this article, but it's about a guy named Corey Harris. His restaurant is called Corey B. Cooking. He cooks a lot of soul food. He likes to call himself Blackanese because he has some Asian-inspired dishes in there as well too. But what he decided to do, realizing what's going on in our community, a lot of people have SNAP benefits and they are no longer going to receive those benefits as long as we're under this government shutdown. So he got on social media immediately, and I remember seeing this post. I'm going to put together some baskets for people that have SNAP benefits that aren't going to get anything to make sure you guys can eat. If anybody would like to help donate, please send it my way and we'll get things going and flowing. And in typical Oklahoma fashion, local businesses, community members, they stepped in, donated money. The Asian market over here on Northwest 23rd and Klassen, I believe it's 23rd and Klassen. They donated, I think it was like $10,000 of food, man. I saw this on his Facebook page and he tagged him on there and I thought it was amazing. But basically the reason why I'm talking about this here, obviously all the positive that's going on in it, but it just shows you that everyday people can come together and actually help out our community when in need. You said it earlier this week. We are not the politicians or the businesses. We are actually people doing what we need to do to help each other. And we always will whenever we're in need, man. So shout out to Corey doing some amazing things. I'm almost 100% positive I can get him on this podcast and we can get a cool interview about how all of this is following through pretty soon, man. Actually, I'm positive I can. He's a really good dude.
You are the interview person.
I am. Let's get this. 2 weeks from now, we're going to do it. Woo!
When was the last time we had an interview?
Hey, we're back. We are back.
That is a really awesome positive news story. Hopefully, by the time you all listen to this, SNAP benefits are back.
Fingers are crossed.
Fingers are crossed. I have to follow that up. And it's not near as fun or heartwarming as that one, but it is. Science is cool with the positive truth.
Hey.
Have you ever had a leather anything, Tim?
I have.
Really?
I had a leather jacket and it got stolen. I think that's probably everything else leather.
Huh. Sorry it got stolen. I've actually never had anything leather.
Really? I bought it from Express. It was on sale. I was so happy. I wore it for like maybe a month. Gone.
I've never been a style person at all. Never had any of it. But I read this positive news story and I was like, this is really interesting. From a startup in Raleigh, North Carolina called Cultivated Biomaterials. This comes from WRAL.com. And what they've done is they developed a process to grow real leather from skin cells of a live cow without killing the animal. This cow skin cells were cultivated in the lab on a plant-based scaffolds. So like they took fibers from like milkweed and dandelion. And it allowed the cells to secrete collagen and form extra hide-like tissue. The grown tissues are then tanned using vegetable tanning, tree bark extracts, blah, blah, blah. A lot of big words there. Instead of like salts commonly used in conventional tanning, this is positioned to be a sustainable and cruelty-free alternative to conventional leather that doesn't require slaughtering the animal. On top of that, conventional leather is associated with high emissions, heavy water use, toxic tanning chemicals, all the things needed to grow the cow and tan the material. But with this new method, can make leather without killing the animal, 80% less water and 90% fewer emissions.
Science is always cool with the positive truth. I think that's amazing. The fact that they haven't come up with this earlier, when I say they, who is they? The fact that people have not come up with this earlier is wild to me. But this is pretty cool, though, to hear. I don't wear a whole lot of leather anymore, but there's a lot of people out there that do, for sure.
To be fair to them, Tim, that does sound pretty hard. You're taking skin cells from living cows, transporting them, growing them in a lab, and turning them into leather. That's some Star Wars stuff.
No, let's say it's like somebody was trying time traveling or something.
So to be fair to them.
That's why they haven't done it. All right. My bad.
This is really awesome. It could change the whole fashion industry because people can't tell the difference. I know there's things with diamonds where it's like you can't tell the difference between real diamonds and the
cubic zirconians or whatever.
And they're a lot cheaper. I'm just saying, a little better for, let's just say, the fake diamonds do the exact same thing and aren't as cruelty free for people as well. So the fact that we're doing that for leather is awesome. I wanted to share it here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Good for you, JP. 10 out of 10.
Thank you. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Beyond grateful for last week, man. I'm stuck on this Halloween stuff. I did, I think, 4 or 5 different Halloween activities with the family. The last one we did, trick-or-treating, and then we had a little family party at my wife's sister-in-law's house.
How much Halloween candy do you have in the house right now?
I've been taking
5 of them?
5 different events. Party, kids' school, wife's school, trick-or-treat, and then the trick-or-treating and family party right now.
Yeah, how much Halloween candy is at your house?
There's a lot of Twix and Snickers and Nerds. It's a lot of candy, man. It's a big Walmart sack of candy. I've been taking it to work and giving it to customers, though, man. My kids can't eat all that.
Hey, well, I interrupted. Continue.
Oh, you're good. Oh, so yes, we go trick-or-treating with the family like we always do, and then we had a family party at my wife's sister-in-law's house, which we're a blended family, so we've all been around each other forever. But this year was the first time we did something like this, where all the kids just got to get together after we trick-or-treated, because Halloween was on a Friday. It was a blast, man, like seeing the little cousins that are now like 13, 14 years old, like playing football and basketball with each other, seeing the little kids playing with each other, the adults mingling. It was such a good family vibe that I'm beyond grateful for that. I'm excited for it again next year. I'm excited for the holidays for the rest of this year as well, too. So, yeah, shout out to family time.
Dad life with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Who sabes?
This is the 15th year in a row I went all Halloween without having a piece of candy. This is how you know I don't have kids.
Yeah, man.
I don't even think I saw a piece of candy except at the bank. And I was like, where are the mints at?
Oh, you got to get off of work, bro. He said, except for at the bank. Where are the mints?
You don't like chocolate or any of that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Plot twist, man. We got to change that. Dress up next year. Wolverine as an adult.
Wolverine as an adult?
Yeah. Yeah, you should do it. We should do it. X-Men, let's do it.
I don't dress up.
You know how funny it would be? You dressed up. Oh, everybody would be like, oh, I love my job. JP, the whole company would find out. You'd walk into one store and the whole company would find out. I promise you.
I'm grateful for fun things.
Like dressing up. All right.
Not like dressing up, but I've been trying to do more fun things in my life. Tim says I work too much. I've been cleaning out the box room. Eventually, we're going to have it set up. I'm going to get a dart thing in there. And I found a folded pool table I'm going to set up in the living room. And then we can cover it. And y'all can lose at Uno while I talk trash again.
Yeah. We played the world's longest Uno game, and I'm pretty sure I won. Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I won, because you didn't say anything back.
I'm pretty sure Lita won.
All right, cool, because I didn't remember the one at all. I was like, I'm just going to take this dub.
But yeah, getting things added. I'm gonna get the box room clean, set up darts, and we all have fun.
Entertainment with JP. That's what I like to hear, man. It's time.
It is time. It is also time for the quote. Tim, what do you have for the quote for today?
Hard work beats talent when talent fails to work hard. Tim's favorite quote. Quotes by Tim.
You said it right this time.
I did.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with bonus positive news stories, because it's Friday. Like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you send us a positive news story and leave us a 5-star review on any platform, because we're on them all now, we will send you a positive news t-shirt for
free 99.
We're out.
Stay positive.